The dust is settling on the national midterm elections. You might think winning political office would include things like shaking hands, handing out buttons, and kissing babies. But APR political commentator Steve Flower says there are other things involved. One thing in particular is the fine art of the bandwagon.
Folks, since this is an election year, you may hear the term the bandwagon effect. That means someone's got a lead and wants to hold on to it, and people want to get behind that band. George Wallace understood the bandwagon effect. He knew that people liked to vote for the winner. He'd often tell me he'd rather have someone say he was going to win than they say they were going to vote for him. He continued, "If they hear someone say they're going to vote for me, they figure I might have a selfish motive. But to say he's going to win invites everyone to get on the train to victory and vote for the winner. Some people would describe it as, I don't want to lose my vote voting for so-and-so because he can't win." Wallace used a unique political practice to exploit the bandwagon effect. He would employ what used to be called runners. These well-trained runners would only number a handful of men because they had to be perfect for the job. They had to be believable and genuine and look the part. These men would circulate throughout the state during an election year. They might pose as a traveling salesman. The state was full of country stores in those days. These country stores were where politics was taught. They were the country ranch heads. They were the grapevine for the rural community. The barber shops and the county seats were the other stage. Wallace himself would campaign the barber shops. Wallace's man would stop at a country store in North Alabama several times. First to talk about the weather, and then the crops. He wanted people to get to know him and trust him. Then his next stop, posing as a salesman, he'd talk about football. He'd keep trying to get their trust. Finally, on about the fourth stop, they believed he really was a traveling salesman and traveled all over the state. He'd won their confidence. So the locals in the country store would look at him and assume he was indeed a wise and well-traveled sage of Alabama. Then he would go into politics. Folks would ask him, say, tell me something. You're well-traveled and you're my friend. How does the governor's race look throughout the state? He'd look them in the eye and say, I ain't no race. George Wallace is going to clean up. He's going to get all the votes in South Alabama. The North Alabamians want to get on that bandwagon. Another Wallace runner would do the same thing in South Alabama. He'd say that Wallace is going to get all the votes in North Alabama. Therefore, all the South Alabamians would vote for George Wallace. Old Wallace understood the bandwagon effect. It works today.
Thank y'all for listening.